It's time to talk Eagles football with Johnson Brock. Coach Mitch Engelken, as the Eagles last week picked up their first district win of the year, an important game over a good team in Johns County Central. Coach, 54-8 was the final score. Not the I anticipated a much closer game than that going into last week between the two schools.
Yeah, it was a really good game on our end. Yeah, I mean, outside of the first quarter and maybe a little bit into the second, you know, we really executed at a high level. Like I said, we came out a little slow. We punted on our first drive, and then we failed to convert on fourth down, you know, from the 8-yard line, I believe it was, on the second drive. And they scored. They were up 8-0. So we were in an 8-hole early, 8-0 hole early in the second. But once we settled in the second quarter, I mean, we did kind of take over. You know, I do have to give credit to their coaches and players. They're well coached, and, you know, they mixed up some things defensively, and we didn't adjust right away on the field. And so, which I thought we should have, but it shouldn't have affected us as much as I thought it would have, but it did. Great job to them. But something that we definitely learned that we got to be better about going forward. But like I said, yeah, after that first quarter, you know, they fumbled a couple times, and we scored and took advantage, you know, of every possession after that. And so kind of took over. So it was a really good game for us and against a good team, but we were able to take advantage of all the mistakes they made.
Well, good enough. Big win there, 3 in a row now after that season opening loss. And it's in. We're in district play now, so they're all important. Another big one this week, number 9 ranked. Elmwood Murdoch will be the host for Thursday night, tonight. You're at Elmwood Murdoch. They're 3-1. They're ranked 9th. Very important game tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. All of them, I always tell our guys, you know, it's the only game we have this week, so it's the most important one. It's the next one. And so they're all important, you know, obviously, coach talk. But yeah, Elmwood Murdoch, they're really similar to JCC in a lot of ways. I mean, offensively, pretty eye formation heavy, you know, leaning on the run game. And I would compare their quarterback pretty similar to Swanson. You know, he's their best playmaker, so very similar to JCC too. I would say Swanson was their best playmaker. They do mix in a little spread, but mostly the eye, and that quarterback can definitely hurt us if we don't limit his scramble. But yeah, overall, it comes down to our same keys. You know, we gotta be the more physical team, stay disciplined, and execute and do our job for 4 quarters, because they're definitely, you know, a ranked team in Division II and a solid squad, so we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, and it's, as we said, they're all important, but the district games right now, it looks like, at least record-wise, the three-team race, you guys, Elmwood Murdoch and Lord Central Catholic, all they're at 3-1 this week. So we are, again, right in the heart of the football season. Things are going well for your team. I said we stumbled the first week, and now a big one tonight. And it's Thursday. That's what we got to remind the fans. Thursday night football, because I'm assuming we're out of referees again.
Yeah, we are, yep. So, and it's not always ideal. Obviously, it's a short preparation week for us. But our guys done a really good job, you know, focusing on the next play, next day, and just taking it one play at a time and getting better. And they've really been focused this week. So hopefully that'll carry over. But, yeah, like you said, and they've got a solid group. So we got to be ready. We got to take on the challenge and just take it one play at a time and be ready to go. But, yeah, they're going to be a physical team on defense. They'll bring some blitzes. So that's, again, going to be a challenge for our O-line and communicating everything at the line and then executing our blocking rules no matter what they do. And then, like I said, defensively for us, limiting their quarterback. He's got a great arm, but I'd say his best ability is the scrambling ability, the challenge that he brings with his legs to make more plays when the play breaks down. So I think if we do all those things, though, I'll be proud of our guys, and hopefully if we take care of business, we'll be on the right side of the scoreboard at the end.
All right, I'm finding myself needing to ask this question to all the coaches every week, 4 weeks in now. Health-wise for the team, overall still doing pretty good?
Yeah, overall. You know, obviously we lost Robert Gravatt first game, so that was a huge loss for multiple ways, not only just a great leader on the field, but obviously a very physical, great player for us on both sides of the ball. But I'd say, yeah, overall we've got bumps and bruises like everybody else. You know, for the most part, we've not really had any nagging injuries. I would say, I guess fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, our JV's probably had the worst of the injury bug this year, you know, but overall the core of our varsity rotation, other than Robert, is still there. So hopefully knock on wood, that'll be the case the rest of the year. So.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
That's for John Zabrock Coach's Show for this week. Again, a reminder, John Zabrock playing at Elmwood Murdoch. It is tonight, Thursday night, so don't be late for the game and go Friday. That's for John Zabrock Coach's Show for this week.